Hello dear student, this is third and last module of Why Do We Fall Ill. In this module we are going to learn about principle of treatment and principle of prevention of disease. Principle of treatment. The treatment of infectious disease consists of two steps. They are to reduce the effect of disease symptoms and to kill the microbes which cause disease. So number one, to reduce the effect of the disease. This can be done by taking medicine to bring down the effect of the disease like fever, pain, loose motion, etc. and by taking bed rest to conserve our energy. Second principle of treatment, to kill the microbes. This can be done by taking suitable antibiotics and drugs which stop or kill the microbes and the disease is cured. Let us get familiar with different terms like antibiotics and vaccine. Antibiotics are chemical substances produced by living organisms such as bacteria, fungi, etc., which can kill or stop the growth of some pathogenic microorganism which cause disease. Example of antibiotics: penicillin, tetracycline, streptomycin, etc. Now what is vaccine? It is a suspension of disease producing microorganism which is very weak or diluted form, which does not cause disease, but on entering body initiate immune system to produce antibodies against the particular disease and killing the microbes. This is vaccine. So already we discussed about antibiotic and vaccine. Let us learn how do we kill microbes. Microbes can be classified into different categories: virus, bacteria, fungi, protozoa. Each of these group of organism will have some essential biochemical life process which is peculiar to that group and not shared with the other group. These processes may be the pathway for the synthesis of new substance or respiration. If this pathway will not be used by us either, for example, our cell make new substance by mechanism different from that used by bacteria, we have to find the drug that block bacteria synthesis pathway without affecting our own. This is what is achieved by antibiotic that we all are familiar with. Similarly, the drugs that kill protozoa such as malarial parasite, so they affect the pathway used by this disease causing microbes, but not our cell. Regarding antiviral medicine, antiviral medicine is harder to make than the antibacterial medicine because viruses have few biochemical mechanisms of their own. They enter our cell, use our machinery for their life process. They are having only RNA, they are not having any DNA. So they use our DNA to multiply different number of viruses. Now coming to principle of prevention. There are two ways of prevention of infectious disease. They are general way and specific ways. General ways of prevention. Public hygiene is most important for prevention of infectious disease. Proper and sufficient food for everyone will make people healthy to resist infection. Airborne disease can be prevented by living in conditions that are not crowded. Waterborne disease can be prevented by providing safe drinking water. Vector-borne diseases can be prevented by providing clean environment. So all these are the general ways. Now coming to specific ways of prevention. The specific ways of prevention of infectious disease is immunization by taking vaccine. Vaccine provide immunity from infectious disease like tetanus, diphtheria, whooping cough, measles, polio, etc. Our body has an immune system which fight microbial infection. When the system first see the infectious microbes, it kill the microbes and remember it. So if the microbes enter the body next time, it respond more vigorously. Vaccine mimic the infectious microbe and strengthen our immune system and provide the body protection from infectious disease. But the question arises, why we need the prevention of disease when treatment is available? The need of prevention of disease because of this following 3 points. Number one, once someone has disease, their body function are damaged and may never recover completely in case of chronic disease. Second, treatment will take time, which means that someone suffering from disease is likely to be bedridden for some time, even if we can give proper treatment. And third one, the person suffering from the infectious disease can serve as the source from where the infectious may spread to other people, like what we seen in corona. This leads to multiplication of the above difficulties. It is because of such reason that prevention of disease is better than their cure. Immunization. Immunization gives a very good level of protection against many serious diseases. It uses your body's natural defense mechanism, the immune response, to build resistance to specific infection. There are 3 reasons why we immunize children. First, immunization prevents children from becoming ill. Second, we immunize to try and help protect all children in the population. The more people who are immunized, the less of the infectious disease there is around. So the less chance there is of any catching of such a disease. When level of immunization against an infectious disease are really, really high, then something happen called herd immunity, where the risk of disease occurring is so low that even those who cannot be immunized are unlikely to be affected. And third reason, we immunize to try and wipe out as many infectious diseases as we can everywhere in the world. What is the principle of immunization? When the immune system first sees the infectious microbe, it responds against it and then remember it specifically. So the next time that particular microbe or its close relative type microbes enter into the body, the immune system respond with even greater vigor. This eliminates the infection even more quickly than the first time around, and this is the basis of the principle of immunization. Immunization by vaccine. Vaccine already we discussed. Cow is vacca in Latin, and cowpox is vaccinia. From these roots, the word vaccination has come into our usage. Traditional Indian and Chinese medicine systems sometimes deliberately rub the skin crust from smallpox victim into the skin of healthy person. They thus hope to induce a mild form of smallpox that would create resistance against the disease. Famously, 2 centuries ago, an English physicist named Edward Jenner realized that milkmaid who had cowpox did not catch smallpox even during epidemic. Cowpox is a very mild disease. Jenner tried deliberately giving cowpox to people and found that they were now resistant to smallpox. There are vaccines against tetanus, diphtheria, whooping cough, measles, polio, and many other. These form the public health program of childhood immunization for prevention of infectious disease. Some vaccines like BCG, DPT, OPV, PCV, rotavirus vaccine, FIPV, that is fractional injectable polio vaccine, MR, measles rubella, JE, Japanese elephantiasis encephalitis, are some name of the vaccine. And according to the schedule provided by health center, these are administered to the children. Now we all know that this is corona pandemic time. Corona is a virus. So how we can reduce the risk for viral disease? Point number one, avoiding contact of your hand with your eyes, nose, mouth, which can transmit the virus into the body. Avoiding contact with a person who has a viral disease. Covering your mouth and nose. Taking proper precaution while sneezing or coughing. Eating a well-balanced diet that includes sufficient amount of fruits and vegetables. Vaccinations are recommended by your healthcare provider for viral diseases such as for chickenpox, influenza, hepatitis A, hepatitis B, etc. Washing your hand with soap and water for at least 20 seconds after contact with a person who has viral disease, before eating and after eating, or after using the restroom or touching body fluid, surface or food that are potentially contaminated with the virus. So this precaution you have to take during this pandemic. So this is all about why do we follow listen. Thank you.